This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush kowtowed to the Republican right and the worst of abortion politics by vetoing fetal tissue research. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's veto of the fetal tissue research bill denied the only real avenue of hope for millions of Americans suffering from Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, spinal cord injury, and other serious illnesses. Fetal tissue research holds great promise for healing these afflictions. Once again, the administration's practice of government by veto has foisted a flawed and irresponsible policy on the nation. Even many anti-abortion groups agree the research is justified and that it won't encourage anyone to make the decision for abortion. Admit it, Al. President Bush was wrong to side with right-wing extremists in your party. The responsible pro-life position is to end the government ban on fetal tissue research and permit this life-saving research to proceed.
Ted, you're usually right 1% of the time, so don't go patting yourself on the back there. You still need 59 more points to get a passing grade. My friend George Bush has the privilege as president to do what he thinks is right. His overall correctness on the really tough issues is a good one. On this occasion, however, I simply disagree with the president. I've never seen this as an abortion issue. To me, it has always been about saving lives, nothing more. It is a rational, intelligent policy to give researchers the tools they need to once and for all find badly needed cures for Parkinson's disease, my dear dad has that, childhood diabetes, and devastating genetic disorders. But, Ted, you never discover much from a person who always agrees with you, so start listening to the Republicans on those other issues, and you will learn something new for a change. Try it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the largest nuclear missile reduction agreement of all time. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.